This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast, special Christmas time edition. If you're on our list, you must have gotten the Lawyer's Christmas Carol. So, I hope you enjoyed it. We got a lot of good responses to it, so it seems like everyone on the list enjoyed it. But it brought to me another way to talk about the three ghosts. And I'm going to talk about them now in the context of the three ghosts of your customers. Customers past, customers present, customers future. Everyone likes things in threes, and I think it provides a very valuable lesson, especially in light of what's going on. So how can you look back and look at the ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of clients past, and use this to help your practice? In our current situation, from what our research shows, in family law, for instance, a lot of alimony, spousal maintenance, child support, child custody agreements are being modified because the economy is uncertain, and if someone loses a job, they can't pay the same amount of support as before. And some people are feeling this and feeling desperation. Perhaps their spouse has already lost their job, or they're going to lose their job. And in a divorce situation, they say, well, if I can get a lump sum of money now, that's better than probably getting nothing later. So there's a lot more of these settlements going on. Why is this important for clients past? The reason why is if you're in family law, for instance, you can go to past clients for whom you've negotiated alimony and spousal maintenance and child custody and child support, and perhaps modify those agreements in light of what's going on right now in the economy and the uncertainty. And that could help your past clients. That could bring in some new revenue for you. You've already worked with these people. They already like you, know you, and trust you. If you've done a good job, which I'm sure you have, so you can approach them and they could be a new source of revenue. What if you do criminal defense? Well, there's expungements, sealments, etc., depending on your state and the person's circumstance. If they're a juvenile, what their crime was, etc. Perhaps there's a case ongoing that's been going on for quite a while, and maybe now it's easier to get them into a situation where they can do some kind of alternate penance. They can do a diversion program. Rules have changed recently for a lot of the states and a lot of jurisdictions. You'll know better than I would because you are in many jurisdictions. I'm only in one, and you're in the particular practice area. But there's definitely been a sea change that has allowed easing of a lot of restrictions that weren't there before. You know, hearings being held over Zoom, being held in person, etc. So for past clients, again, this is the theme. For DUI criminal defense, you can still go back to them. For estate planning, unfortunately, maybe there was a new death, maybe there was a new hospitalization, maybe there was a new illness, and their estate plan or their will or all these things they put in motion have to be changed now. Perhaps there was so much stress that, again, someone passed away or a family dynamic has changed. You can go again back to your old clients and get business from them. This applies pretty much to every practice area. So I want you to consider the ghost of clients past. Don't make them ghosts. Communicate with them. Reach out to them. They may be a new source of business for you. Now for clients present. This has been an ongoing theme for quite a while, but how you treat your clients in an age where attorneys are commoditized, where there's monstrous competition, where everyone has a smartphone in their pocket and they can Google 10 other attorneys literally at a moment's notice. You have to treat clients present really well. You have to communicate with them more than before. You have to reach out to them. You have to give them updates in their case. You have to be creative on alternative resolutions you can for their case, especially in light of, again, what's going on economically. So clients present are a great way to get new reviews if you ask at the right times in their case. A hint I've given on other podcasts is that you don't have to wait until a client's case is over to ask for a good review or ask for a review. When you reach certain milestones in their case, that's a perfect time to ask for a good review. And since you're still representing them, there's going to be that hidden, implicit urge to write you a good review because why would they write you a bad one yet still expect you to do a great job as their lawyer? Of course, ethically you will, but there will be that unspoken fear that will help get you a lot more reviews. If they procrastinate on it again, there's that push because of the ongoing relationship. So clients present, again, are a great source of growing your business, getting referrals, because if you do a great job for them and you get great reviews from them and they speak to other people, again, more referrals. Now let's look at clients future. Now this is the realm and area of marketing and sales. I've revealed to you earlier this year our virtual closing system. You don't have to buy it. If you do, I highly encourage you to. It will help you close quite a bit more than just using traditional phone. We use it ourselves, and we're getting a lot more business because of it. So I highly encourage you to use it. From what my salespeople tell me and my appointment setters, attorneys now are very comfortable with using Zoom. Undoubtedly, you are far more comfortable with it than you were. Why not use it as a tool to help yourself convert? Now, I'm going to pitch it a bit more, but in the virtual closing system, we have what's called a whiteboard session, where you stand in front of the camera, you have a whiteboard, and you diagram the person's case. This is a super powerful engagement tool for clients' future, for potential clients. The better you are at converting clients, the more money you'll make, the better your business will be, the more lean and mean your marketing will be, because each dollar you spend will bring you more opportunities. And if you close more of those opportunities, again, virtuous circle. It costs you less to get a client, and it's easier to run your practice and pay for everything. So I want you to look, again, at clients' past, present, and future. There is gold in all three types of clients, and I highly encourage you to think, again, of the Christmas Carol and these three ghosts that visited Ebenezer. They're visiting you in ways you may not even think of, and they're telling you how to improve your practice. So I hope you listen and you hearken unto them. This is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing. If you want help, if you want any of this done for you, call 888-225-8594 or visit speakeasymarketinginc.com. Inc. is INC, which means incorporated. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.